Depending on how it's handled, reporting sexual assault can be nearly as traumatic as the assault itself. In this three-part series on reporting sexual assault in Center County, WPSU will look at Penn State's resources and what the county does to make the reporting process easier on victims. But first, WPSU's Eleanor Klibanoff explores the challenges facing rural victims, far from the services found in State College and served by an understaffed state police system.
Milheim isn't much more than a waypoint between State College and Lewisburg, located in rural Penns Valley. Recently, though, it's been attracting newcomers interested in a low-cost, low-stress lifestyle. One of those new arrivals was Rebecca Federoff.
I purchased a really big old home in Milheim because I think Milheim in general is kind of reviving itself with new businesses and lots of new people moving there, and I was pretty excited to be fixing a really prominent house in town.
Then, one night last November, Federoff went to a bar to wait for a friend. She says over the course of 2 hours, she had 4 drinks. She says the next 9 hours are completely gone from her memory.
Because I was going in there to meet somebody, he eventually came looking for me and found me passed out in my bathtub.
Federoff says she'd been drugged and raped. She knew her alleged assailant and even had her friend confront him, where, she says, he confessed to assaulting her. Federoff considered going to the nearest hospital in State College, half an hour away. She also considered reaching out to the Center County Women's Resource Center, but their offices are also in State College and Bellefonte. She did nothing for a week, until she was ready to report to the state police, which she knew from personal experience would also mean a wait.
It's never taken less than an hour to get a state police officer to my house.
The state police barracks closest to Milheim currently has 21 troopers. Like most state police outfits across the state, they are significantly understaffed. Corporal Thomas Stock says the department's one female trooper has recently been promoted and reassigned. And beyond that, they don't have an officer specifically assigned to handle sexual assault.
We like to be well-rounded, so everybody takes as much training in all the different fields as they can.
That's true of many police departments in rural areas, according to Kim Menard, a Penn State professor who researches rural sexual assault. A former police officer herself, Menard says small departments covering large geographic areas are often under-equipped to handle specialized cases.
Unfortunately, what ends up happening is they just don't have the skill set. They don't have the knowledge to know that, for instance, most sexual assaults are committed by acquaintances. They don't have the knowledge about how to properly interview, about how the victim may respond.
That was Federoff's experience. In each meeting with the state police, she says she felt like the one on trial.
Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you put yourself in the situation, really, is what it came down to the point that I actually had to stop the conversation and explain to the trooper that it was not her place to tell me what I should or should not have done.
The state police does not comment on ongoing investigations, which this is. But when asked about the challenges of investigating sexual assaults more generally, Corporal Stock focused on the false rape reports he says they receive.
I mean, there are times where we investigate sexual assaults and it ends up being that the individual that reported it lied to us about it. So, I mean, it's hard at that point because basically, these people are going to have to face the consequences for lying to us and face charges.
National studies estimate only 2-10% of rape allegations are false. Stock did say the other challenge is managing expectations in a law and order SVU world.
When the victims come in here, they want the person arrested right away. But that's not the way it works. We need to make sure when we go to arrest this individual that we're going to be able to put this individual away.
Federoff was one of those who wanted the person arrested right away. She says she knew who did it, and the state police told her that they had enough to move forward with an investigation, which they have done, but much more slowly and with much less information provided than she would like. She's found ways to stay busy, like organizing community events in Milheim about sexual assault. This has prompted an outpouring of support, but also some pretty serious criticisms. Some support the accused, but others just think Federoff is bringing undue attention to Milheim's dirty laundry. Kim Menard says this is really common when rural communities grapple with issues like sexual assault.
Any community where that people know each other, there's tremendous backlash. So, if you allege that somebody assaulted you, well, that could be, you know, your boss's daughter or son. And so the ramifications become huge.
In Fedorov's case, the community ramifications have often felt more real than the legal ramifications. Almost a year after the alleged assault, the police investigation is still ongoing, and no one has been arrested. There's only been one real consequence so far for the events of that night.
I'm selling my house because I can't live amongst the community that harasses me daily. You know, just 2 weeks ago, somebody knocked a window out of my house.
Rebecca Fedorov, once so proud to be fixing up a prominent house, has packed up and left town. Eleanor Klibanoff, WPSU.
This is the first in a three-part series about reporting sexual assault in Center County. You can find the other stories in this series at wpsu.org/radio. Those stories include a look at the sexual assault response team based at Mount Nittany Medical Center in State College, and a look at the resources available to students at Penn State who report a sexual assault.